This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3 Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's Friday, and we'd love to get you in on the happy hauntings at the Disneyland Resort.
I want to go.
Starting today and running through October 31st, it is Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort. Right now, if you're calling number 97, 800-400-3697, you win a scary good prize pack. It's delightful. Mwah. A four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day Disneyland Resort tickets. They're yours if you're calling number 97. We have our brand-new fall intern, Anthony, answering the phones.
Yeah.
Counting up to 90. We're going to test him, see if he can count to 97. See how that goes. See if Uzi picked a winner.
I hope so.
And this is all day, 9, noon, and 5 today. Call number 97. Call now, 800-400-3697.
That same number is where you can send texts. We love hearing from you guys.
We do.
And here's the part of the show where we try and, you know, let you be heard.
Do a little roundup.
Let you know we heard you.
Yep.
Hey, Vin, I only adopt senior dogs. If I can give an older dog a nice home for whatever time they have, that's a gift to me.
Aww.
Yes, I get attached, but the goal is giving them a loving home, and that outweighs the sorrow. Oh, Muttville.
Oh, they got it from Muttville?
I guess, or that's Mutt. Yeah, must be.
Oh, good.
That's it's a big heart that opens like that.
Thank you for doing that. It's special.
That's really nice.
Hey, sir, I love my cousin, too. We got married when we were 5 in the sandbox in his backyard. We still have a great time together at 64.
Oh, yeah.
I've been married since they were 5.
That's adorable. That's a long-lasting marriage. My cousins were my best friends growing up. We had, you know, there's a group of 7 of us, and we were thick as thieves.
Did they live nearby you as well?
Close enough. Mm-hmm. We would see them. You know, we'd all gather at my grandparents' house on the weekends and play ding-dong ditch and eat turkey and play football in the backyard.
My DNA test came back with a bunch of cousin matches that I didn't know. Turns out I have a different bio dad than who I grew up with. It's caused a huge issue in our family.
Oh boy.
Yeah, those tests have really... It's a trip because I thought when my brother said he did it, I thought, oh God, don't tell mom. Like, and he goes, no, I told her. I'm like, oh God, dude. You know, she's a tripper on stuff.
Right.
You don't want her tripping out on stuff. Turns out she was fine with it, but I was surprised. Like, and there was nothing.
Right. It turned out you were English, though.
There's some English in our
which
family.
Which she'd never mentioned to you.
She never, of course, because she's busy myth building. We're Italian. Mm. Oh, a little Irish. Okay. Irish-Italian. That's
sure.
Pretty normal. In fact, if you say we're Italian with a little Irish, most Italians will say, seems like there's a little Irish in all of us somehow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Somehow.
How would you like a little Irish?
We got
in
a little Irish in us somehow. But I didn't know we had English in us.
Right.
That's oh yeah, someone on your dad's side. Well, when you tell a kid that they're Italian, you're telling them they're Italian.
Right.
Why not tell them they're also
right
English?
I got my 23andMe. But I just haven't got the results yet. I have to log onto something. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Oh.
I should probably do that, huh?
Well, yeah.
I know. I just keep forgetting to do it.
Dude, grab a 12er today and go sit down and read that thing.
A 12er.
What's wrong with you?
Why does everything have to involve me grabbing a 12er?
I don't know. It seems like
you're
going
to that's drink. What he would
how
do.
How long is it going to take me to get through these results?
You're going to be spending most of the time in the bathroom.
Can I just have a drink of water
well,
and an
look,
apple?
Before you even go and log in, you have a shower and a beer. You get a shower beer in you and get all cleaned up. And then while you're getting yourself dressed, you have another.
Uh-huh.
You should be 4 in before you even get to the computer.
Right, it's just all the lead up to... And then there you are with one eye closed.
Oh, come on. A 12er's not going to get you all one-eyed.
It would get me one-eyed.
What?
Are you kidding me? 4 beers, I'd be like... What's happening? My mother's a sea monster. What? 42% mouse DNA? This seems wrong. I don't know.
See how fun it is?
Oh, my God. I'm having fun already. I'll remember to do it at some point. John got all his, he had all the medical stuff done, too.
Oh, I'll do that.
Yeah, I'm not
I haven't
that.
Yet, but I will. 909 says, first cousin means grandfather cheated, not his dad. I don't know. I can't get involved in all that.
Wait.
Father cheated.
Hold on. No. Maybe. I don't know. What the hell?
I don't
either.
Doesn't
first cousin just mean your father's brother or your father's sister or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know, though. I don't know.
Just make it more confusing.
I don't want to think about it anymore. I want to think about that 12er in my 23andMe results.
There
That's
you
all
go. Atta girl.
I'm focused on that now. It's just like it's like doing math. It's just too hard. No thanks. I mean, God, it's 9:15 on a Friday. Forget it.
We're done thinking.
I was done at like 8:30.
Oh my God, Vinny, I'm crying real tears here. Oh, your kids play hacky sack? And Sarah's pause before she says, "No."
Yeah, no.
LMAO.
There, he's a hacker. Come on, Adele.
But that story about the hacky sack players in the smoking section is a true story.
Well, yeah, everybody had those kids, you know.
The Hessian kids.
Yeah. Oh, they're so cool.
In the maiden t-shirts playing hacky sack with cigs hanging from
their
lips.
I have to say, though, like in private at my house, me and my brother did try to kick a hacky sack. Like, you know,
let's see
if we can do this. I just never got my skills mad enough to bring to school.
All it takes
I couldn't
is that
jump
first
in.
Kick when it goes sideways. You're like, well, screw that.
Yeah. God, it seems like all I do is just run after this stupid hacky sack. Things getting pine needles all over it.
All I get is get one it. Kick each time.
Screw that crap.
Can't seem to keep that thing going. My leg doesn't bend that way.
Quit turning doink, right on me.
Doink, doink. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
You're like, where's my beer?
Beer six on my 12-pack. First, I started opening up my DNA results, and then I grabbed my hacky sack and I went outside and get focused on my mad skills.
See, I've already set you up for the weekend.
Oh my God, what a day today is going to be.
You're going to be having a nice nap by 3 p.m.
It's going to be more like I take a beer and a shower, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to lay down for a quick nap.
Could you not play them anymore, the country girls? Thank you, next.
Oh, I thought it was cute.
It was all right. We only played one song. God, take it easy.
What was it called again, Vinny?
High Women.
High Women.
High Women, that's right.
I thought it was adorable.
No, they just said don't play it anymore.
That's why I'm playing it.
They're redesigning women.
Be nice to the highwaymen.
But I like that it was like a tip of the hat to the highwaymen, which I have one of their albums. That's a super country super group from, I don't know if they go back to the 70s, but it's Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings and Chris Christopherson. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's neat.
It's pretty. I don't understand what their beef is with it.
Who knows?
It's worse songs than that. Please, we play them every day.
No, Jeremy,
I'm not songs on Alice. Don't look at me like that.
Like what? I wasn't looking at you today. Sure. Happy Friday.
Jeremy Renner is also a rock star now. He's got some great songs out, including a feature in some car commercial.
I don't think it was a joke. Didn't we play some Jeremy Renner songs or something?
Sort of.
Yeah, like I think he had to put out a record, and we're like, let's listen to what Jeremy Renner's record sounds like. If we did play it, you'd have it, wouldn't you?
Ready to go? I would. Oh,
it's
yeah. You're right. I do have one. It's called My World. Is that
sound
familiar? Let's listen to this.
All right, this is Jeremy Renner.
Oh, this is live. This sounds terrible.
Oh, boy. He playing piano too?
I just have the audio.
This is a no, Felicia.
Yeah, I'm gonna say no to that too.
Well, maybe there's a hook, you know. Let's listen to the whole thing.
Let's wait through it to get to the hook.
Wait for it.
Jeremy Renner. What can't he do? Oh yeah, be a superhero. That's right.
No.
Yeah,
no,
that's a hard no.
Exactly.
Go ahead and pot that down.
Hey, thanks, it's
Jeremy.
A soft no, okay?
It's a hard no.
How about that?
I was listening. I'm listening a day behind. Sorry, but Sarah, you and Deb should watch Girls Trip with Tiffany Haddish.
I've seen that. I've watched about half of that.
It's cute.
No.
I liked it.
Well, you know what? I made the mistake of watching it with people. I should have just known not to watch it with my brother and my husband. That's all. They were like,
knocking it the whole time.
This sucks the whole time. I'm like, okay, so I won't be able to enjoy this. Go ahead, turn it off and put on whatever you want.
It's worth a couple laughs. Who cares?
I mean, you've been around boys, right? That's what
I have.
Do.
Yep.
I'm going to poop on this till we all quit.
Right. I'm going to make it intolerable for you to watch, and then I'm going to get my way.
Right.
All right, great.
A hung jury doesn't mean people can't make decisions. It means people have made a very definite decision and are unwavering in their position.
I thought the same exact thing, actually. That the jury gets hung because people are fighting for the thing that they think.
The vote was 10-2 guilty.
Oh.
We're talking about the ghost ship.
Two people held
verdicts
out.
Verdicts that came in yesterday. And so we've got an acquittal on one guy. And the main guy who was the renter or the Almina.
Derek Almina.
He's the guy that he hung jury.
Yep.
So they'll either try him again or there'll be a plea deal. That might be one of the ways that, you know, they go to his lawyer and say, we won't try him again, but we need to have you plead out to this or that.
He needs to get something here.
We'll see.
Yep.
That was Jeremy on the piano, by the way.
Oh, he's so talented.
Terrible.
Incredible.
Stick to
it's
acting.
Amazing. Yeah, keep shooting that bow and arrow.
Went to Mosley's last night and saw Johnny and his wife coming in.
Oh,
right as we left. I shouted an awkward hi and exchanged a hello. Great place for football season.
Oh, cool.
Mosley's.
Yeah.
Nice.
They've got some great happy hour specials, Shane, because I was bitching about the wings. I'm like, I'm sorry, but the six wings just doesn't.
Cut it.
So they got the Sarah's saucy wings on there now.
Oh, do they really?
They don't have. They're not named after
she
me.
She named it herself.
But they did.
Oh,
he was like, yeah, now you get a nice big pile of wings.
So
I was
how
like,
many
come
now?
On.
Like
I don't
a
know.
Dozen?
I don't know because I haven't been in there to try them. But I love wings. I'm a huge wings fan. So I order the wings. I'm like, oh, my God, six wings, six honey wings. Ah!
Six wings is like a six pack. You can't even share one with your friends. You're like,
it's like a one pack.
I'm going to need all of these.
Right. No. What? Everyone at the table gets one skinny little wing? No. I'm like, come on, man. Load those up. Wings are cheap. Keeps people coming.
Oh, so this was part of his podcast, the Johnny Mosley.
No, he asked
pod.
Well, I'm sure at some point, because we do talk about his bar, but, you know, when he first opened that place, he was asking everybody for their feedback, and I was like, more food, please. Because you know me, I need more food.
Right.
Always. I get, like, anxiety if
put it in my mouth.
Not enough food gets put down in front of me. Like, oh, man.
You get anxiety?
Well, I'm going to starve to death, obviously.
Hey, Vinny, you got the story a little bit wrong. The woman was from Utah. That's true. I did say it was Washington. The lady who was stealing the baby.
Yeah.
She has five other children.
Oh.
That wasn't in the first report I heard this morning.
It wasn't in the CNN report.
Father adopted or?
I don't know. You know what? This is a texter. They're right. I think it was Utah that she's from. And she'd gone through a bankruptcy, and some other reports were additional. Sort of background information. I didn't hear anything about her having five other children. She went to the Philippines and brought back tried to bring back a 6-day-old baby, but she did not have the baby in a carry-on bag. She had the baby in one of those slings.
That's not what I
it looked
read.
Like she was pulling the
like
baby from the suitcase, but whatever. The point is, she's in big trouble for stealing a baby.
And her five children, if she has those, they're in big trouble,
too,
because their mom is stuck in the Philippines. Yikes.
Someone else is writing in that she bought a baby from a couple she met online.
Oh.
You know, three stories I read, not that it matters, Vin, but she's actually from Ohio.
Ohio.
Oh, boy.
And I think that the baby's biological mom and dad are going to be charged with some crime as well.
Well, you're not really supposed to sell your children.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's everywhere, but...
Is that a law?
Well, do you have to go through adoption services?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead
some
and guess that
legal...
babies can't really go to the highest bidder. That seems wrong.
Does it?
It does.
All right.
Yeah. just, you know, to me.
The first thing that pops up is child slave labor, so it's probably not.
Yeah, selling people.
In general, it's not.
Yeah, it's frowned upon.
You guys are so old. Yes. Thank
you for pointing that out.
VCR.
Yeah.
TiVo.
We were saying.
What?
Yeah. Well, you have it to look forward to, so.
I have friends that eat ranch with everything. Rice, pizza, spaghetti, you name it. So gross. Well, it's, I mean.
People love their ranch.
It's not thinning.
No, it's not.
But do your thing.
Yep. You do you. Have your ranch if that's what you gotta have.
It's a list of things you like and buy, not necessarily slinging your own brand. This is about Renner's Amazon storefront that's actually nothing. Like, you have a store, but you made that stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, good. Super.
But people ask me all the time, like, what kind of machine is that? Or what, you know, I have all these little gadgets that I'm like, you know.
And you send them a picture back of your middle finger.
No, I send them a link. I'll just send someone a link like, oh, here's where I got
those. Trying to get in on my gig.
Go ahead, get in
on it. I make these things.
I'll sell you the pattern for it. Go ahead and make them yourself.
Here's a pattern. Let me show it to you.
Oh, you're going to draw a pattern of your finger? Great. Make sure you do it in dashes, Vinny.
While he's drawing, look at his heartthrob here. Oh, my God. He's so captivating.
415 says you do not pick a good song from Jeremy Renner.
Here's a pattern for you.
Oh, that's pretty good. I can kind of tell what that is.
Oh. Right.
Does 415 give a suggestion?
41, and then he said, or they say, he has a couple good ones. Love you guys. Well, which one? 415?
We didn't find it. 415.
Say which ones. We can't find any good ones. And look at that. We're out of time.
Oh, we're out of time.
Are we out of time?
Right back to say goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, everybody. Get out there and kill it this weekend.
Hold on a second. I made a mistake not reading this text, so let me read it
real quick. Please.
I think this is Gino's our guy who's been coming to events forever, right? Yeah.
Oh, right. I saw that. Uh-huh.
Hi, this is Gino's daughter. I took his phone while he was in the shower so I can text you guys. LOL. Can you please, please wish my dad the happiest birthday ever? He's the greatest dad and we love him so much.
Oh.
Thanks.
Happy birthday, Gino. Buddy. He's such a good person,
a good husband,
good worker, and a good dad.
Just a fun guy to be around.
But he's been coming to our gigs for a while. Yeah. So
happy birthday.
Nice. Happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah. That's great. I hope you have a great birthday weekend.
Rip it up out there.
Yeah.
Sarah, you go get your DNA results and get S-faced.
You got it, Vinny. Vinny, you go take those kids surfing.
I don't know. Okay.
Or whatever it is you do with those kids all day. Change diapers. Have fun. Spoon feed baby food.
Right.
Yuzi, let's never get out of our jammies all weekend.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one, you guys. We'll catch you on Monday.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.